Well, according to President Biden's doctor in a statement released by the White House, he is experiencing mild symptoms. This is the third time that he has contracted COVID, and the White House says that he is fully vaccinated and boosted. So he is recuperating in self-isolation in his home in Delaware, but the White House says that he continues to work. He does not have a fever. Respiratory rate is normal, according to the doctor. Obviously, this happened at a crucial stage of his campaign, and we need to find out more about what is happening. And the White House has said that they will update us if there's any progress, but so far, nothing.
And calls from within the Democratic Party for Biden to step down is getting louder. Can you recap the latest prominent party leaders who have spoken to Biden?
So the calls began Wednesday with Adam Schiff. This is a prominent congressman and top ally of Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, who still holds a lot of influence in the party. Pelosi herself has reportedly spoken to Biden about the damage that Democrats could face politically if Biden remains the party's nominee. And then Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, this is another powerful Democrat, also reportedly spoke with Biden on Saturday and made the case that it would be best if Biden bowed out of the race. Here's another key development. The Democratic National Committee has delayed plans to nominate Biden in a virtual roll call before the August 19th convention because there was huge backlash from Democrats who say they need time to discuss concerns about the president.
And then the Democratic voters, do they believe he should step down?
Nearly two-thirds of Democrats said Biden should step aside, according to the latest poll. This poll also found that 70% of Americans, including nearly half of Democrats, said they were not confident that Biden had the mental capacity to be president. That is a big increase since February, when only about one-third of Democrats said they were not confident in Biden.
And is the president receptive to those calls?
Well, there is some reporting that suggests he may be more open to listening to concerns. But as of yesterday, the White House still insists that Biden is the nominee and plans to win. Biden himself has said that only God Almighty can stop him from running. And some in social media have pointed out that the president's COVID diagnosis is exactly that. Of course, this is all speculation at this point. We have not had a chance to speak to the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, about this. There was no briefing with her yesterday, no briefing planned today.
And Patsy, who might replace Biden and what would the process look like?
The short answer is we don't know and it's complicated. If Biden agrees to step aside, and we don't know if he would at this point, the most orderly scenario would be for him to endorse an alternative. Now, Vice President Kamala Harris would be a logical choice, at least financially, because as part of the Biden-Harris ticket, she would inherit campaign funds automatically. But if there's no agreement, there could be a contest in next month's Democratic National Convention from people, possibly California Governor Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer, Governor of Michigan. Those are just some names that I'm throwing out there. This could be very messy, something that Democrats would want to avoid 2 months before the election. They need to project unity. But if Biden says he does not want to step down, it's almost impossible to take the nomination away from him at the convention. He did win all those primary voters at the ballot. In the case of death or resignation or disability, technically party leadership can replace a nominee after the convention. But whether that would happen is pure speculation. I can tell you, however, that at this point, Democratic politicians, even those who are pushing for Biden to step down, say that they will end up supporting him once he is officially nominated.
VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakuswara, thank you for your input.
My pleasure. Thank you.